Senior Focus. Good afternoon, everyone. Kia ora tātou. This is Anne-Marie Currie. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And today I have a very important guest from Utilities Disputes who actually manage a complaint resolution service for all consumers of electricity, gas and broadband services in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So that's a pretty extensive base of customers to be looking after, and this is an independent free service which the providers themselves actually fund. So it's not anything that you as a consumer have to pay for, and this releases you from that pressure. And you also get a very good service because this is thoroughly independent, so it's not tied directly to the provider and your account with them. And it just allows you to have that distance, and they do the advocacy for you. So I'm going to introduce Jessica, and I'm sorry I'm not pronouncing your surname because I've forgotten. I can't remember how to do that. Can you fill me in on your full name, please, Jessica?
Kia ora, Anne-Marie. My name's Jessica Nemec, and I'm part of the Community Engagement Team at Utilities Disputes.
Thank you very much for that introduction. So, Jessica Nemec, we are delighted at Planet to have you with us. We've had you before, and this is the time of the year when consumers have big power bills, when a water pipe might burst or issues arise about billing and costs. And as everyone's on a tight margin in the winter, trying to spread out the payment of bills and trying to balance the extra food costs and the extra fuel costs this year, I think this service is worth it. It's just so valuable. It's worth its weight in gold, I was going to say, but except it won't cost gold. So, Jessica, could you outline how the service works? How do people contact Utilities Disputes? And what are the channels of communication that you use? And what are the processes, the main three steps that you undertake in the process?
Well, thank you so much again, Anne-Marie, for the opportunity. So Utilities Disputes, we are the ombudsman essentially for electricity, water and gas across Aotearoa, and we operate a number of schemes. The electricity and gas scheme is a mandatory scheme, and basically that means that all retailers that sell electricity and gas services across Aotearoa must be our members. So if your listeners look on their power bill, it doesn't matter which electricity company they have or they use for their services, at the bottom of their power bill they should see Utilities Disputes or UDL, our 0800 number or our website details to be able to contact us. And we also do water. Water at the moment is a voluntary scheme, and so we take water complaints as well. And the most important thing that consumers across Aotearoa need to know is that you can come to Utilities Disputes for free, fair and independent support about any question or even a complaint that you have that is worrying you about electricity, gas or water. And some of the ways that people can contact us is they can ring our 0800 number. And so if they ring 0800 223 340, they'll get to our team who will ask them a few questions about the issue that they are experiencing. And when they do that, a couple of really good things for the person that's calling us to have on hand is the name of the electricity or gas retailer, as an example, that they want to talk about. Their street address and the account number would be really helpful for our team to be able to help them. So those are some of the things that we can do when people help us. So that's some important information for them to have on hand. So people can also contact us via email address, and that is info@udl.co.nz, or they can go to our website, and we have a live chat function. So it's not a live bot. It's actually a live chat function. So there's a person on the other side that they'll be able to communicate with. And so those are just some of the ways that we can help people to contact us that may be convenient for them. The other way that people can actually contact us is through an advocacy service that may be supporting them with a range of different issues. And an advocacy service may look like a community law center, the Citizens Advice Bureau, or any other social service that is helping them. And what that social service or advocacy service can do is they can complete an authority to act form that we, our team, can send out to them if they don't have their own. And they can actually engage on behalf of the client that they are trying to help. Our services are really there for everyone that's using these essential services. To be able to help solve problems that people have.
Wow. So roughly how many complaints do you service in a year, and what's your success rate like?
Well, our annual report was just posted on our website, and unfortunately I don't have the exact numbers in my mind right now, but we've had almost a 500% increase in the last 5 years of complaints coming through. And so it's year on year, we see a huge increase of people ringing us, not just with complaints, but with questions of ways that we can support what's going on for them. And when we talk about resolving issues, most of the complaints or the calls that we get are able to be resolved within about 10 working days. And that's a really good turnaround. The other really great thing about the services at UDL is, especially for your listeners at Planet FM, that come from maybe diverse backgrounds, that have language barriers. The great thing about utilities disputes is we will write the complaint summary for you, so you don't have to worry about writing that complaint summary. You can tell us what's going on for you, and our team will help do that for you.
That's excellent. Yes, I did see, I had in my file some notes from 2024 in which the figure of 5,000 plus complaints per annum was listed with a 75% success rate. And as you say, year on and year out, there's been a 500% increase in the numbers handled. So one would expect that both those numbers would have gone up, and hopefully the service continues to be that successful. That's a very good success rate, 75%. It doesn't mean 75% of people get paid money for the outcome, but it means that the outcome was satisfactorily resolved for both parties.
Absolutely, and that's so important. When people feel that they don't have a voice, or they may not be able to express themselves well, and it's a problem or something that's worrying them about electricity, gas or water, they can know they can come to utilities disputes. For one of our members at the moment, we also do wraparound services for telecommunications. So you can also come to us with some of those questions if someone has what we call bundle services. So they have electricity and their mobile or internet service. They can come to us with those problems as well.
That's excellent, because I know some people are getting a bit confused or frustrated with the bundle situation. Maybe they've changed providers in order to take advantage of the bundle situation, and then they've found that what they're getting in that package isn't the quality of what they were used to. So, yeah, if there is a problem of this sort, I would encourage listeners to take advantage of that 0800 number, 0800 223 340, and give the utility disputes people a ring, because you've got nothing to lose.
Absolutely. And one of the things our team always tries to do is to listen and to see how they can add value in that situation. And one of the most powerful things we can do is when we're helping resolve a complaint or a question is to actually put you in back in touch with the retailer that's serving you with that service. Because giving you access back to the electricity or gas retailer or water entity that you're using, it's really important that we leave both parties better than we found them, so that when things go wrong, yes, utilities disputes is always going to be there, but they can still actually ring the electricity, gas or water provider as well for support. And we'd love to be able to make sure that's a good relationship.
Oh, that's excellent, because I think sometimes when people start off, they don't like having to make a complaint. They don't like the process of having to speak up and say, oh, this isn't really working. They're scared, maybe, that, oh, they might cut me off. You know, fear is the first response often, and it's not necessarily a realistic response, but it's just human nature.
Absolutely. And again, this is why utilities disputes is there, is to support consumers to be able to articulate what's going on for them, how can we help them understand the situation a little bit better, and put them in touch with their provider to help resolve the problem.
Yes, sometimes people find that what happens when checking is done, the provider may have billed the customer wrongly for the energy use, or it may be that there's been a mistake in the ICP number. And one of the things that I encourage people to do is to go to their actual smart meter box. Most people have smart meters these days. Go to the actual box and find that ICP number, or look on your bill, because the capital I, capital C for cycling, capital P for pumpkin, that ICP, and then the number of digits after is about 15, that number identifies your particular meter box, which is having a record of exactly what the energy use is in your household. And it's that determines the bill. So it's very important that you are dealing with the right ICP number. And I had a problem once, it was going back a little while, but I moved house and the ICP number that I was given by the real estate people wasn't actually the right number. And I didn't get a bill for some time, and when I did get a bill, it didn't relate to what I thought it was going to cost, and so it took some time to sort out, but in the end, it was because I had the wrong ICP number that my information wasn't stacking up properly.
Absolutely. Billing is definitely one of our top five complaints that we receive at utilities disputes. And one of the things I say to people when I'm out in community is, when you have a look at your bill, most people nowadays look at their phone app. So they'll have an app for, as an example, the electricity provider. And they might just see the number they need to pay. But what you've highlighted is a very important issue, that people actually need to download their bill if they are using an app, or look at the email that was sent out or the actual bill that they have in their hands. Check to see that my name is actually on the bill, my street address is correct, and also, is my ICP number correct? Because that can make a difference in how you're actually billed through your smart meter.
Yes. Now, one of the things that's in the booklet that the utilities dispute people put out, which is an excellent booklet, entitled We're Here to Help. And I know they have copies at the CAB, the Citizens Advice Bureau, and some libraries. So look out for this booklet, because there's a very good diagram on page 11, and it shows where heat is lost from your house. And 30 to 35% is lost through the roof, 18 to 25% through the walls, and 21 to 31% through the windows, not to mention the floor of 12 to 14%. So that's some quite crucial information if you're thinking about where heat is being lost in your property and how much your heating costs have gone up during the winter and what can you do about it.
That's a really good point to raise. Heating probably costs around a third of your consumption, which is really high. So making sure that the home that you're living in has proper insulation. If it's a rental property, you can find out if the property has a healthy home certificate. But there definitely are ways that people can have a look at saving money for the cost of heating a home. One of the things they can do with the electricity provider is to make sure that they are on the right plan. So they can actually ring up the electricity provider and say, for my use, for my consumption, for my family and I, are we on the best plan? And is this the best time of use plan for us? And that could be, well, we're actually at home from this time and this is where we use the most electricity. So this is when we'll be heating our home. Are we on the right plan? And your retailer will be able to help you with that. Two really important websites and safe websites. One is from the Electricity Authority called Billy, and our new books will update and reflect the new information as well. So in our booklet, and I think it may be on page 20 and 21, on page 21 is Power Switch. And so Power Switch is Consumer NZ's comparison tool, so people can use that to see if they can find a better deal for electricity or gas, or they could use the Electricity Authority's website, Billy, and I think it's billy.govt.nz, to see if they can compare prices and save money. And both these websites have really good tips and tools around how people can actually manage their energy consumption in their homes.
Yes, thank you for that very important information. I think that sometimes people, when I've checked with them, have you changed power companies recently? Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I've been with so-and-so for 20-odd years. But not realising that loyalty doesn't actually pay you that well these days, that the best deals out there are when people are competing for new customers. So if you are shopping around, you're a new customer coming in, you are bound to be offered a better deal than the one you already have. So this is the way to actually economise. If you're smart, you will change at least every 18 months, and that way you'll benefit from the competition in the marketplace. And that's what Power Switch was designed to do, was to give you the information of, at your address, which provider is offering the best service for the best money.
Absolutely, and we know that people are tired and there's such a lot of information out there. But if they put into their phones or on their calendar every season, can we just check in to see that we're getting a really good deal, that the time of use plan or the plan that we've taken up with our electricity retailer still meets our needs? That will be a really good thing that people can actually do to see if they are getting the best value for money. And again, both those sites have incredible information on them. Consumer NZ on their website also has the cost of appliances, which is a really good way to see which appliances cost how much per kilowatt. And it actually just raises awareness when we use things. And again, consumption is a big part of what we're doing every single day. So being aware of our behaviours and that our behaviours actually make up the bill is really important as well.
Yes, we can find ways to economise and not waste energy. And I think lowering your energy usage is a smart way of decreasing your bill. And I'm sure that people can do things at different times of the day and benefit from cheaper electricity in the off-peak times. Talking about making contact with the consumer service provided by utilities disputes, I notice at the back of the book that there are office hours listed, and I'm assuming the 0800 number operates in the office hours from Monday to Thursday, 8 till 6, and then there are different hours for Friday and Saturday, and Sunday is closed. So would you like to tell us those hours? Because, again, this was a 2024 booklet I'm looking at. It's possible the hours may have changed.
Anne-Marie, you're correct. The book was actually produced a while ago in May 2024. And so our office hours are Monday through to Friday, and I think it is up to 6 p.m. in the evening. Outside of those hours, people can contact us on our email address at info@udl.co.nz. So the email address is info@udl.co.nz. Or if they ring us on our 0800 22-3340 after hours, they can leave a message for our team to pick up as well. One of the messages I'd really like to share, and Anne-Marie, you alluded to this earlier, is that people may not ring us because of fear that they may lose a service, or they feel that they owe the company money. So what right do they have to question or complain about something? In all of those instances, we would love to hear from people, and we want to know what's going on for them to see how we can best help them and put them back in touch with their electricity or gas retailer to sort problems out. But when people are facing disconnection, it's probably even a more scary situation for them to be in. They can still ring us if they're facing disconnection or have been disconnected. I would love your audience to know that they can still ring us, and we are there to support them.
Well, that's really good. I also think that expectations around what the provider might do is important. So what time frame would you expect a provider to be working to in terms of achieving a resolution?
It does depend on what the situation looks like, and our team are really good at being able to go to our members, the electricity or gas retailers, to sort complaints out. And like I said earlier, most of the complaints get sorted out within 10 working days. And you are correct, understanding expectations is really important for both parties to understand. And so when people come to us, we will be clear, our team will be clear about information that we need to have access to, that they may need to give us, so that we can help talk to their provider, put them in touch with them. And it is also important for them to be available. And again, sometimes these are some of the things that could be barriers into helping people resolve complaints. So when they get in touch with our team will be able to share those expectations with them to make sure that they will be available to be put in touch with their retailer to resolve complaints.
Yes, and I also noted in the booklet they suggest that it's important that people keep paying their bills as part of, I guess, being realistic and being respectful that electricity is not going to come free, and there is a current bill to be paid, or maybe there's a disputed bill to be paid, but in making efforts to pay the bill, you're actually showing your good faith. In the meantime, the resolution will come, and if the resolution decides that you are owed money, then you will be paid. So in the meantime, you go on paying the bill as is expected.
So again, Anne-Marie, that's a really good question. And sometimes people might think, well, do I continue paying this bill because this bill is being disputed? And when they ring our team at UDL, our team will be able to walk them through that process of what that looks like around the expectations as well. And it is important for people to understand that, yes, electricity is a service that we have to pay for, but how that's done and depending on their situation is also important. So whether it's a payment arrangement, that means that we would need them to have a really good conversation with the electricity retailer. And we can be part of their conversation to make sure that things, all the things that are important to both parties are followed.
Yeah, the advocacy role that your team plays, I think, is a vital ingredient in getting a successful outcome. And it takes the sweat out of it. It takes the stress and the tension and the fear and even shame of having to go through the process. It takes all that away, and in place, it's providing clarity for both sides.
Yeah, and we want people to know, again, that we are not going to judge them when they come to us with a situation or a complaint. So, again, their situation may be that they've got a huge back bill or they've got a little back bill or they're facing disconnection or they've been disconnected. And all of those situations, we want them to know that they can come to us, talk to our team about what that would look like, getting them back in touch with the electricity or gas retailer.
Well, this has been a very interesting chat, and I'm sure people feel enlightened by some of what they've heard. And hopefully, if it's not new, it's reinforced what you already know. But you'll be able to pass that information on to friends and neighbours, because so often people are quite worked up about something, and when you get to the bottom of it, it's because they haven't got the information.
Absolutely. And again, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to share the work that our team at Utilities Disputes does with your audience, and again, absolutely with your friends and their whānau as well.
Thank you very much, Jessica, and I hope to be in touch soon as to when we might catch up with you in person at our Community Hub lunches.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Anne-Marie. I appreciate it.
Thanks, and thanks to our listeners.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.
boyo jungma dangene tene kana jungma gote gote boyo kala jungma mote ibene torsi kala saka jungo koinde jungo makwenye ndezo kula Tungu malete ile te boira Tungu madanye na jene kana